We continue our conversation this morning on the truck drivers' protest against the employment of foreign nationals. The North Gauteng High Court on Tuesday, interdicting truckers from embarking on a national strike, but they still went ahead and blocked parts of highways in Cape Town as well as Johannesburg. A number of trucks have been torched during protests, two of them in Cape Town yesterday alone. Yesterday, we spoke to the All Truck Drivers Foundation's Ncebo Ndlovu, who was explaining why they were going ahead with the protest. We thought today we'd invite the chief executive of the Road Freight Association, Gavin Kelly, to join us on the line. The association is made up of the employers in the trucking industry. Gavin, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. You must be increasingly frustrated by the continuing strike.
Yeah, we really, really are. And a lot of innocent people are being caught up in this, and that's what really, really is the problem here.
From your vantage point, what do you understand to be the concerns that are being raised by the truck drivers who are embarking on the strike, and how do you respond to those concerns?
Well, Africa, this problem has been around for, at least to our knowledge, 2 years. It might have been around for 3 years, and there's really a basic thing here. The All Africa Truck Drivers Forum, if I got that acronym correct, is complaining around the aspect that truck employers are employing foreign nationals for two reasons, really. The first reason is that they're employing them because they can pay them less, because the contention is that these guys are illegal, so there's no proper paperwork, and that they don't meet the minimum requirements of the Department of Labor, basic conditions of employment, and don't meet the requirements of the bargaining council agreement, which is something that we take a lot of time every 3 years to sit down and negotiate with the unions who represent the employees, the drivers of the road. So that's the first thing. The second thing that they're saying is that, in general, foreigners are being employed in preference to South African drivers. Now, those are the two things that they've been saying. We've been saying, well, you know, if that is the issue, then what you need to do is you need to bring those concerns to the structures that exist in the country, the bargaining council, who have the powers through the Department of Labor to investigate, to go to employers and investigate, see who they're employing, do an audit, and then if they find irregularities in terms of people who are employed, then to take steps. And those steps are to either prosecute the employers, so in other words, the companies, or to take other steps in terms of what they're doing in terms of employment. So if you're employing people legally and not paying them the correct salaries and wages or whatever the other conditions are, to take steps against you. And we've said, follow that process. Get the police to do what they need to do. You do not need to burn trucks down. You do not need to harm drivers. So we have actually said, if you've got those concerns, we'll assist you to address those concerns.
Let me then prod a little bit more, I suppose, probe rather, a little bit more into that. As far as you know, your association members, whatever the percentage of African nationals in the employ, those people have been employed using only legal avenues. The drivers have permits to be operating in South Africa, therefore duly and legally employed.
Africa, that's correct. There's this percentage that's been flouted or touted by this federation in the last couple of days, saying that more than 90% of all drivers are foreign national. That's absolute rubbish. In terms of what we know from some of the inspections done by this bargaining council, that percentage is no more than 10% in terms of the total number of employers who are registered with the council. In terms of our members, now you must remember that there are various trucking associations in the country. Membership of a trucking association is voluntary, it's not compulsory. And in terms of our members employ less than 5% of foreign nationals. The problem is, if you're not registered with the structures that are required in terms of legislation and you employ illegal foreigners, you basically can do what you like. We've said we'll assist this federation, this forum, to weed out those operators.
Another claim made is that one of the reasons why there is perhaps a preference, and yes, they claimed 90% of those employed in the sector are African nationals. The reason why there is a preference is because then there'll be exploitation. They'll be paid a much reduced wage than what a South African would obviously demand of the employer. Is there a differential in the amount of money you're paying a South African employee versus an African national employee?
Absolutely. Africa, there are basic minimums that are set by the Department of Labor in the first instance. And then obviously any sector of industry in the country would have a structure whereby they sit and discuss what the minimum requirements for employment would be, what the minimum basic conditions of employment would be. So, for example, we have a discussion with the unions, and there are a number of unions in this sector of industry. We have a discussion with them every 3 years where we sit down and agree to a basic salary every month. And on top of that would be the benefits, their sleep out allowances, their meal times, their rest periods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we are aware, and we have raised this problem, that, for example, I'm just going to use round numbers because I'm bad with maths, but it's easier that way. Let's say the average driver's basic salary is 10,000 Rand a month. It's not. It's more, depending on what you drive. But let's say the average salary is 10,000 Rand a month. We are aware that if people are employing people illegally, so they're not on the books, they're not following the rules, they can pay them something as little as 3,000 Rand a month. So that's the problem in terms of illegal drivers or illegal employees being employed. You can treat them like absolute rubbish. And we agree with this federation, with this forum, that needs to be stopped.
And what then is being done to stop that? Because if there is a significant number of operators who are doing so illegally and employing the services of undocumented African nationals with the express intention of exploiting them in the way that you have outlined, what are you doing as an industry to make sure that you rid yourselves, the industry that is, of those operators?
For us as an association, it's quite easy in terms of our members. The problem is membership is voluntary. But anyway, in terms of our members, we have a code of conduct, a core code, and our members have to submit themselves to audits, to regular audits, so that we can see via the bargaining council and the Department of Labor who they employ and what they pay them. That's easy. It's always easy to deal with those who want to be compliant. It's the non-compliant ones. And that's where we fully agree with what these guys are saying, is that in the last 2 years, the task teams set up by government to deal with this have not come to fruition. We are not police, so we can't go into non-member companies, demand to do an audit, and then take action. That's where our hands are tied.
What next then, Gavin? Because I imagine this protest action is having an impact not only on your sector and your industry and your association members, but on the economy, because now goods and services are not being delivered across the country, because if a truck is on the road, the likelihood of it being torched is there, unfortunately.
Yes, obviously now logistics is going to be affected. So there are some operators who have decided, operators as in a transporter, have decided they are not going to move because they fear for the lives of their drivers. Obviously their assets and the cargo will be either burnt or destroyed or stolen. So you're going to start to find delays and shortages of some goods as people decide not to move. There's the fear of how do I continue? So businesses, even in the COVID-19 pandemic scenario, are going to be further financially destroyed. But the thing is that whether the strike or this action continues on for a day or 3 days, if we don't resolve the core issues, not the symptoms, the core issues, we're not going to resolve this. So we have to somehow get the authorities to do what they need to do to prevent this scenario from just perpetuating.
Gavin, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Gavin Kelly, Chief Executive of the Road Freight Association.